In high school football, if a certain play gains good yardage, a coach's mantra is to run it again until the defense is able to stop the play. This theory ran true on a November 1999 game at the old Jerry Lynt Memorial Stadium. It was the final game of the regular season against Maryville. The winner would finish second in the MEC and make the playoffs. The loser would put away their equipment for the year. Maryville scored first in the game when the running back Pat Jordan broke loose for an 80-yard touchdown run and a 7-0 lead. A defensive battle ensued. Maryville determined to slow down the Hornets' David Gabrielson, who had set a school record the previous week with 20 carries, 302 yards, and 3 touchdowns in a win against Savannah. For Chillicothe, the Hornets had several ground weapons, with Blake Volbrocht and Adam Cooper joining Gabrielson in the backfield. After going back and forth without either team scoring in the second and third quarters, Chillicothe finally found the end zone in the fourth quarter on an Adam Cooper run. An extra point tied the score. After stopping Maryville again, Chillicothe took over deep in their own territory. Coach Fairchild called a play that gave Cooper the ball. It worked for decent yardage. It worked again. If it isn't broke, no need to fix it. Time and again, the ball went to Cooper, who delivered good yardage every play. No long gains, but a sure 4 or 5 yards per carry. Behind Cooper's running and the line blocking, the Hornets marched down the field. All but one of the plays went to Adam Cooper. With just time enough for one last play, the Hornets sent Zach Graham, their sure-footed kicker, into the game. With 3 seconds left in the clock, Cooper hit a 26-yard field goal that was good, and the Hornets were headed to the playoffs with a 10-7 win. Adam Cooper finished with 27 carries for 161 yards on the ground and pound matchup. Chillicothe finished with 65 carries for 339 yards as a team. Maryville didn't do much after that first 80-yard touchdown. They finished with 33 carries and 193 yards. As for the passing game, Chillicothe 1 of 5 for 2 yards, twice the passing game of Maryville, which went 1 for 3 with 1 yard passing. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.